AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk of Emporia, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM and KVOE.com here today. Chuck Samples, your host, as we bring in Kansas Turnpike Authority Chief Executive Officer Steve Hewitt in just a second. But before we do, I want to let you know the Talk of Emporia is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event successful. Call Bobby D's to book your event. And by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. That is Newman Regional Health. Well, we're very grateful that Steve Hewitt is joining us here today, because this is a momentous day and it's a busy day for the Kansas Turnpike Authority, going cashless a little bit earlier this morning. And Steve's joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line to give us kind of an update and a reminder exactly of how cashless tolling is working, and also kind of go a little bit into what made this happen. Steve, good morning, and thanks again for your time today.
Well, good morning, everybody, and we always love talking about the Kansas Turnpike, and you guys are always so gracious enough to let us come on and give updates. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm very grateful, considering it's day one. Things can be pretty hectic. How are things going for you this morning?
Well, so far, so good. I mean, obviously, we've had a bit of rain, I think you realize, in that area.
Yes.
But those are always things Mother Nature, never know what she brings. But otherwise, for cashless towing, though, it's going smooth. And so, I mean, the key thing is keep moving, don't stop. Cashless towing is open for business. And so, so far, so good. And we'll continue to educate the public on how it works and look forward to everything as we get through the months and years as we go forward with this whole thing.
Absolutely. How much of a relief is it that this is off to a smooth start? Or really, is it more of those things that, you know, this kind of really validates all the planning that we had in place and we did what we could? This isn't one of those things where it's kind of a fly by the seat of your pants thing. We did what we expected to do, and things are working the way we expected.
Well, first of all, they are working the way we expect, and we had a lot of planning. We've been officially planning for 5 years, been talking about this for about 10 years. We've talked to other agencies across the country that have done this. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're trying to learn from lessons learned, the good, the bad, the ugly, and try to focus on the good so we avoid those issues. But also make sure we're hearing what Kansas customers want and need. Now, look, there may be some hiccups every now and then, but I'll say this so everybody understands, just from a standpoint for myself. We've been talking about this every day intensely for 5 years, so it's a bit surreal that July 1st has happened and we're open and live. So that's kind of funny to say that, but it's fun and exciting, but yet, but that's just phase one. Obviously, phase two is some more with cashless tolling. We talk about the boost and how we make this even better, but we're real excited to roll out our first phase for this thing.
You mentioned here that there's other turnpike systems nationwide that have gone cashless already. What did you learn and slash incorporate from some of those other systems to make things smooth for us here?
Well, first of all, I think the first thing is the communication with the public and our customers, making sure we really communicated. We didn't try to rush into something, and I think take our time. And that's why we announced the actual July 1 date very late in the game. You know, we did it earlier this year, and we weren't sure if July 1st was the right time. We wanted to make sure that we got the right date. We didn't want to rush it. Number two, making sure we have all our back office and systems and our staff ready. So, for example, so you may want to call us, call our call center and go to the mobile app and do those things right now, and you can't do that. So we have this first week we have to shut things down and restart them. So trying to have two systems go at the same time were problematic in most systems across the country. So we shut one down, and we appreciate everybody's patience because we'll fire it back up here at the end of the week so that you call in Monday and everything's working. But it's those little things like that, as well as just making sure we understand the safety aspect, listening to customers, listening to contractors, making sure we have everything in place, because we want to make sure this is a smooth transition the best we can, because we want to offer something really good for our team, but mainly a safe, reliable system for customers that's very affordable, and we've got that going for sure.
Okay, for folks that have not been paying attention either to our stories, local media, statewide media, or your Facebook page, which I know has been really active on this over the last 6 months. 6 months. What's different about cashless versus the traditional tolling? It is a basic question. You know the answer. I know the answer. But for folks that haven't been paying attention, what is the answer to that question?
Well, ironically, it's a great question, and especially today, because even when I was out early at 5 o'clock this morning, down here at a few of our plazas, there's still folks that want to stop, and we keep pushing them through. You can't stop. That's the first thing. You don't stop at a booth and pay. You don't stop at a booth and get a ticket. You just keep moving. So it's if you have a K tag today, really nothing changes. There's multiple gantries. Your tolling is now on the main highway itself versus at the plaza, which the off ramp. So we are eventually going to remove the boost, but the main thing is keep moving. If you have a K tag, as you go under that gantry, same kind of thing. We read your K tag and we take care of all that billing through your system that you've provided us for your payment system. But if you don't have a K tag, do not panic. Don't worry. It's actually easier than it's ever been. You don't have to stop. You don't have to worry about getting a ticket. You don't have to worry about having change or whatever, money at the booth. We're going to read your tag. We're going to get your registration information. We're going to send you a bill in the mail. You also have the ability to go online and pay or download our app and do those kind of things. But the main thing is, when you put blocks in the road, you potentially create a safety issue. And over the years, we've learned that removing the boost, keeping traffic flowing, even at a moderate pace through the plaza, will be safer. That's the number one thing. It was good timing for our staff to do this as well, because a lot of our toll collectors are retiring. But the main thing people just need to understand, don't stop, keep moving. Don't try to look for something. Don't pull over and try to call us or do that kind of stuff. We're going to find you. We'll get that bill to you if you don't have a K-tag. If you have a K-tag, your life really doesn't change at all.
All right. Steve, we're going to take the first of our two breaks. I know your time is precious, so we're going to shorten up what we typically have. But we'll be back here in just a second with Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt joining us on the phone today with our Talk of Emporia, brought to you by Newman Regional Health and by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Turner. I'm proud to have been serving Lyon and surrounding counties as a general surgeon at Newman Regional Health for the past 12 years. I'm experienced in minimally invasive procedures, including laparoscopy and robotic surgery using the Da Vinci surgical system. Some of the services we provide include hernia repair, breast surgery, skin surgery, appendectomies, and gallbladder surgery. Looking for a general surgeon you can trust? Talk to your primary care provider about staying local here in Emporia at Newman Regional Health.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats, from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special. A brisket dinner that includes 8 ounces of thick, hand-carved, slowly smoked brisket, along with your choice of two sides, all for just $12.25. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
Garage sale listings on the air and on the web.
It's so convenient.
At garage sale prices.
And it's just wherever you need it.
Log on to KVOE.com for details. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia ongoing now with Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt. It is day one of cashless tolling and a smooth start to cashless here up and down the Turnpike system, which does include, for the KVOE listening area, you have the gate here in Emporia at 127. You also have the gate at Admire, 147. You also have the service areas at Matfield Green, about 30 miles to the southwest of Emporia, plus you have the service exit 5 miles to the northeast of Emporia, and the Flint Hills Cattle Pens exit, which is over about 17 miles to the southwest of Emporia as well in Chase County. Steve, you mentioned here about the customer service side of things, and things are going to be shut down. I wanted to factor in with this segment, really, the different components of this process. You know, we've seen the road construction. We've seen the bridge raising, the gantry construction. You've mentioned customer service, and then there's the new website, Drive KS. I wanted you to just kind of riff off of that and go into some of the things, the highlights of those three areas of this particular project over the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, so I think the first thing is that we really pride ourselves on good customer service. And so to make sure this whole thing goes smooth, you know, what I need people to understand is, like, you know, you probably are got a lot of questions and you just get to hear me for a little bit or you hear a commercial. Our customer service centers are going to be closed down and our online platforms are going to be closed down just this week because we're migrating a lot of your information from the old account into a new system. And so July 8th, if you have any questions, give us a call. Go to driveks.com. Take care of all your potential tolls you built up this week. But don't worry, it'll be back up and running next week. But the key really here is that the tolling basically through each zone now. So instead of stopping at the lane and getting that ticket and paying that toll booth person, or I've got a trip from Wichita to Emporia, I'm going to go through multiple different zones. And so you'll see all these new silver big gantries on the roadway, and it says, oh, toll zone 127, toll zone 50, or whatever mile marker you're at. So you're going to go through multiple, you know, zones, and every time you go through a zone, that's a transaction with us. And basically, it's just the mile markers. It really doesn't change, just done a little differently. But the key thing here is we've simplified it from a standpoint of, you want to understand how to pay your tolls, and you want to understand how it works. It's a per-mile cost, real simple. And what I'm excited to roll out and to tell everybody is that for a cashless system, we will have the cheapest per-mile cost in the country. We're just 4.8 cents per mile. Pretty simple math. You just take that math and go to mile marker to this mile marker, and it's just rounded to the next penny, and that's going to be your cost. And it's real simple and real easy. But the key is, we want to make it simple, easy. We want traffic to keep flowing. We don't want things to stop. Our back office is changing from a standpoint now more simplistic and modern, so now we can take this information. We were going to have to put a lot of infrastructure in the booth, and that's outdated technology, and it just wasn't the right time. So we also then remove the human capital costs. We become more efficient. We can now pass that savings on to our customers. Is safer, more reliable, and we continue to want to make sure we're doing a better product for our folks. And again, all this information is at driveks.com. And so the first week's a bit challenging because people that don't have a K-tag are like, I want to know how to pay. I want to get this taken care of. And not a problem. If you go to ksturnpike.com or driveks.com, all those questions can be answered with some FAQs right there. But to talk to a live person, you got to wait till Monday. But we'll have all that up and running, allow us to migrate information into the new system. But it's really going to be easy and simple. And I want to say, if you don't have a K tag and you're listening and you say, well, I don't go that often on the Kansas Turnpike, that's okay. I don't charge you for a K tag. We just tie a payment method to it. So when you do use the Kansas Turnpike, then I charge you. And the key here with K-Tag, the K-Tag rates, you know, are half as much as the cash rates for those who don't have a K-Tag. So I encourage everybody to get a K-Tag, because I don't have to look you up, I don't have to find you, I don't have to wait for you to pay me. And so that savings, I'm going to pass on to those K-Tag customers. If you don't have a K-Tag, it's going to be twice as much, and we don't want you to have to pay that. But again, going to be easy, so hey, you say, don't worry about it, I only go once or twice a year, I'm not going to worry about it, not a problem. I'll find you, I'll send you that bill in the mail, you just pay that when you get it, and like any other utility or your cable bill, anything else you get, it's really easy and simple. And we're excited to roll it out as of today.
Okay. And then driveks.com, basically all the information you need to know about the cashless tolling system, the route and everything like that, as it was the case with ksturnpike.com?
Correct. Everything is there. You can even see what it costs you from one mile marker to the next transaction. Each transaction you go through, which is those zones, everything's there for you to see and understand. And again, we will have live customer service folks up and running Monday. Just bear with us a little bit. We want this to be a very smooth transition from the standpoint of customer service, but that's the do's and don'ts we've learned from other agencies. But bear with us on that piece. But again, the main thing, if you take anything from me today, don't stop, keep moving. You're going to see that toll booth, but just drive on through it and be safe. Do not stop, because that's the whole method here. Keep traffic flowing.
Got it. All right, Steve, let me take our final break. We'll be back here shortly, wrap things up with you, and let you get on your way here for the first day of cashless tolling on the Kansas Turnpike. Again, our guest here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line is KTA CEO Steve Hewitt. And our Talk of Emporia today is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special. A brisket dinner that includes 8 ounces of thick, hand-carved, slowly smoked brisket, along with your choice of two sides, all for just $12.25. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
This is Dr. Tim Harris, former U.S. Navy surgeon, and proud to be a dedicated surgeon who has been serving the Emporia community since 1991. During my time at Newman Regional Health, a milestone for me was the introduction of robotic surgery, 3D mammography, stereotactic breast biopsy, and creating the wound care clinic. Looking for an experienced and caring surgeon? Talk to your primary care provider about staying local here in Emporia at Newman Regional Health. Thank you.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Quick segment here with Kansas Turnpike Authority Chief Executive Officer Steve Hewitt. It is cashless tolling day one. Things moving smoothly up and down the system, at least locally, aside from the heavy rainfall that we had. And, I mean, there's not much you can do when you have 2 to 8 inches of rain nearby. So we'll keep you posted here on the situation that continues to unfold with our flood warnings that are up here for portions of Lyon, Osage, and Waubunsee counties here for the next couple of hours, and also the Meredosine River near Redding for the next day or so. Again, updates here on KVOE. Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt joining us again. Cashless tolling, a milestone, one that literally is 5 to 10 years in the making here with the discussion and then the actual construction processes. And Steve had mentioned here in the first segment kind of phase two and future phases. I wanted to touch base on that next year, but I wanted to give you a chance, Steve, to talk about your toll workers, because this is kind of an end of an era, so bittersweet here for the Turnpike.
You said it. It's bittersweet. We're excited to move forward to the new system, but a lot of tradition, history. Those toll collectors, we thank them so much. They were the gate for revenue and customer service, our front porch to customer service for nearly 70 years. And a lot of them are retiring. A lot of them are moving into different customer service positions. But it is bittersweet because they were so part. They were the face of KTA for so many years. And so it's a bit of a sad to see that go. But we are excited about where things are moving towards, and that's our next. Our next focus now.
Okay, really quickly, what are ahead? Obviously, you've got on the short term. It's the focus is on customer service, but what else is ahead for the overall process before cashless is completely fully in place?
Yeah, that's a great question, and what people need to understand, bear with us a little bit, because we're going to start demoing all those toll booths. So eventually, the toll booths come out, and the free flow of traffic is much easier and smoother. So we still have a little bump in the road here. It's going to be flowing. Keep moving. Don't stop, but we're going to slowly start to demo. In fact, folks that are listening right here, you're going to be affected this year. So we understand 127 there in Emporia. That interchange is important to us, and so we want to remove those toll booths and get that cleaned up as fast as possible. So you know, even starting this week, our staff is going to be working towards getting everything prepped up for the contractor. We have a contractor coming in, and by the end of the fall, those toll booths will be removed. It'll be restriped, re-engineered, and designed for customers to flow traffic even easier and better and smoother. And so you won't have to even slow down as much as you will have to today. So that's the main thing. And we'll continue over the next 18 months going up and down the turnpike, really working on those toll booths. We'll hit the high traffic areas, those big, heavy traffic toll locations first, and then go to the smaller ones. We'll do some smaller ones with our in-house staff. We have contractors for our bigger ones. But that's the big next focus here, is to remove those toll booths so the flow of traffic, the true cashless experience, experience can take place so that the flow of system-to-system connection, when you go from our system into another KDOT system or a local system, is smooth and that transition is better. And so that'll be our next effort, and we look forward to pushing that out, as well as we continue to be working towards interoperability, working with other states. We want your KTAG to work in other states. We'll keep working towards that effort. We brought in Colorado this month. We're excited about in June. I mean, and so we're working towards other states in the future. And so all that works well with our system. So I don't want folks to think, oh, you'll see signs as a toll road, but I want you to keep moving and feel free as it comes to just a natural system and moving on. And that's our next big project and effort as we get going with this cashless thing.
Outstanding. Well, Steve, thanks so much for your time here today. Thanks especially considering how busy I'm assuming this day has been. And we really appreciate your time and the opportunity to spread the word.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. And, again, everybody enjoy your new ride, but also watch out for the weather today. It's a little rainy, so we appreciate it.
All right. Steve, thanks much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kansas Turnpike Authority Chief Executive Officer Steve Hewitt is our Talk of Emporia guest here today, 1129 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM Emporia, and KVOE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
Live and local, 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.